Yukon or something.
So you may come and head for the hills. How are you?
How you doing? Norm, how does Teddy look to you? He was just giving us his appraisal. How does he look to you?
I thought Teddy was really sharp in practice yesterday. Very accurate. Made quick decisions. Very decisive with the ball.
Is there a plan to ease him in this week in terms of practice, seeing him throw farther and farther each day, perhaps?
Well, I think you asked Teddy, and I think Teddy told you to ask Coach. So I'll just stick with the company line, all right? We're getting Teddy ready to play this week, and we'll see how the week goes.
I like what you've seen from him in his, third-year progress report. Where is that right now?
I think, it's to me, it all ties together, and I think he's made progress, but I think all the guys around him have made progress. As you said, it's a third year in the system. These guys have been together long enough where, we have a chance to grow in that area, and that's our intention. So, the one thing about it, and Coach talked to the entire team about it, this is a team game, and everybody is dependent on the other 10 guys on the field. And so we're trying to get everyone on the same page. We've worked hard to help our protection. We're working really hard in the running game to continue to grow in that area. So, I see the whole group developing, and obviously for us to get where we need to be, it's your question. I think Teddy's continuing to grow in this system.
What do you want to see from Brandon Fusco now that he's healthy, potentially, and making that return to the right side?
Yeah, Brandon came back. He missed a few practices. He came back, and I thought he's had good practices. So, he's back at right guard, and I think what we're doing in the run fits him. So expect him to have a really good year.
Does that change in terms of what you're doing in the run?
It's not change. We're trying to grow in that area. The core runs that Adrian does, we need to continue to execute those, but we're trying to grow so we're not as one-dimensional in a running game and give defenses some other things to defend.
How big of a challenge has it been with T.J. Clemmings working in right tackle, left tackle, and just trying to figure out where his best spot is?
I think it's a real challenge for a young player, and I've been impressed the way he handles it. We know he made progress as a right tackle last year. He gets thrown over to the left side, when he's played there over an extended period of time, he continues to grow. But someone has to be the swing tackle, and every team in the league has to have a guy that can play right and left, and he's capable of doing both for us, and I think he's making progress and becoming the type of player that can play both.
Is it quickness? Is that the biggest challenge, being a left tackle, being a converted right tackle, moving over to the left side?
It's his athletic ability. To me, it doesn't change right or left. And nowadays, a lot of people are putting their best rusher on the offense's right. The biggest thing is everything's flipped. And you get used to playing with your right foot back and punching with your left hand and doing all the things you do on the right. And then all of a sudden, you go to the left side and everything's the same, but just opposite. So you have to, you just have to hit that switch and understand that it's on the left side and it's going to be totally different.
Right, Brandon, he had said to you last year he didn't feel he was up to par physically, strength-wise. What have you seen from him this summer?
He really looks good to me, yeah. I think Brandon is, we know he's missed a few days, but as I said, when he came back, he looks real good.
Sorry if you already addressed this. Do you know how much Teddy you'll play on Sunday, do you think?
Coach hasn't decided that yet. We're getting him ready to practice, to prepare for the game, and then Coach will make that decision, number one, if he's going to play, number two, how much he's going to play.
Is the hope that he'll have no limitations by Sunday?
I didn't see any limitations yesterday when he played, so he threw all the passes that we need him to throw, and as I said, was extremely accurate yesterday.
Is there a difference for you this year having three guys that used to be head coaches, including yourself, now on the offensive side? Have you seen the experience make a difference, or is it different for you?
I don't think the fact that any of us were head coaches is a factor in terms of what we're doing. We brought in two very experienced coaches. I've always said this from the day I was here. It's a group effort. And we're always leaning on each other in our meetings to come up with the best possible look we can give, and then Ultimately, you have to make decisions on what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, and those type things. I told him check with Coach Zimmer. No, but I think it just gives you another group of ideas, experience, evaluations. It's really been good.
How nice was it to kind of get Rhett Ellison back out on the practice field yesterday?
It was fun having him out there yesterday because he is all energy. And I don't care what anyone says about the ability that our team has or whatever. It's about coming out and practicing with energy, playing with energy, full speed. He knows how to work, how to practice, and I think it rubs off on everyone else.
With him out there, it seems like you got four tight ends you're kind of giving first-team reps to. Does it ever get hard to kind of break up those snap counts between them?
Not at this time of year. You know, it doesn't. But obviously when we get into game weeks and we get into game planning, there's no way you can play four guys at the position, and then that's where you got to make decisions.
How do you kind of make those decisions then?
Well, what we always try to do is find out what a guy does best and give him a chance to do it. And when you have three different guys, they do have differences in how they play. So that's how you put a game plan together. With the tight end stuff, I think we've been pretty good.
Norv, what'd you like about Brad Sorensen that you guys brought him in last week?
He's got a big arm. You know, he's been exposed to this offense a little bit. He's a big physical player. He's got a big arm. So, obviously we were a little bit short there for a couple of days. It gave us a guy to look at and get some work.
See any chance he'll play at all Sunday? Or?
We're going to get him ready to play. You know, we hopefully we get enough snaps and get enough plays that we can play all our guys.
Some teams with the more experienced quarterbacks won't even play the quarterbacks in the preseason. But for someone in a third year of a system like Teddy's, do you think there's still value in that, provided he can get on the field?
Yeah, I think there's value in playing. One of the reasons we went to Cincinnati, I talked about this, Teddy probably got 80 reps of as close to a game that you can get without being a game, and he didn't get hit once. So there's great value in doing that. You've seen a number of teams do that so they can get their quarterbacks, their starting quarterbacks, a lot of work without the, physical contact that occurs in a game. But Teddy's been sharp, and, he'll be ready for the opener.
What's the value, if any, as you see it, in that having that first preseason game in that brand new stadium, and in terms of then maybe paying off a little bit as you go into the first regular season game?
I just think it's exciting, and I've been in the stadium three or four times. We obviously had a gala to open the stadium a month ago before we started training camp. I just can't think of the fans having a better venue to watch a game, and it adds to everything, I think, and this crowd has been outstanding the last 2 years. Our fans are awesome. I think it'll just grow when we move into the new stadium, and we just want to do our part and put on a good showing. But I think Sunday's going to be exciting. It's going to be as close to a regular season game atmosphere as you can get without obviously being a regular season game, but it's warm up for everybody.
Does it help your players, like your receivers, in terms of the light, maybe, or the lights in there?
I think working out in the stadium and then playing in the stadium, no question, you get comfortable with it, and that'll continue to go as we go through the season. All right, thanks.
Thanks.